Shalom Aleichem, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and Mishnah Yomi is in Chapter 1 of Rosh Hashanah. Yes, we started Rosh Hashanah yesterday in Menachem Av. We are in the second Mishnah, Be'arba Prakim Ha'olam Nidon. Four times a year, the world is judged. We'll see for four different inyanim. Be'Pesach Ala Tzvua. On Pesach, the world is judged for the grains. This is the time the grains began to ripen. And it's also the time of the Ketziras HaOmer, when the barley is harvested for the Omer offering the day after the first Pesach, the first day of Pesach. And it's true, when we're doing our second Pesach Seder, they're doing the Ketziras HaOmer. Be'atzeres and Shavuos al Perot Ilan, on the fruits that come from the tree. Rosh Hashanah, now Rosh Hashanah is the Yom Hadin, as we know it, the official judgment day. Kol Baye Olam, everything that has come into the world, Ovrin Lefanov, passes, as it were, in front of Hashem, Kivnei Maron. Like lambs pass in a line in front of the shepherd, so the shepherd can count them all and examine them all. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, Hayotzer Yochod Libam. He has... the Creator, He sees their hearts together, Hamevin El Kol Maasehem, and He understands all of their actions. Now, the intention here is that, unlike the human shepherd, Hashem can see and examine all of us simultaneously. So the mashal of going in a line in front of the shepherd is sort of so we can understand it, but really, in reality, Hashem can plunge the depths of our soul instantaneously and simultaneously. And finally, v'chag, hag refers to, as we've seen, sukkos, as we learned in Masechet Sukkot, nidonin al hamayim, we are judged on water, on rain, and famously the nisuch hamayim, the water libations, were conducted on Sukkot. On to Mishnah, gimel, al shisha chodoshim hashluchim yotzin. For 6 months, messengers went out. So what's going on here is we used to have kiddush HaChodesh, and that doesn't mean a Kiddush club that meets once a month. It means we had witnesses who saw the new moon. They came to Beit Din, and their testimony was questioned and verified, and the new moon was proclaimed in the Beis Din, the High Court in Yerushalayim. Because the months could be 29 days or 30 days, depending on what the moon is doing up there, what Hashem is causing the moon to do. Nowadays, our calendar is fixed, which is why we don't have messengers going out on airplanes from Yerushalayim on these 6 months, as we're going to see in the Mishnah. But in those times, people far away from Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim didn't really know when certain things were. As the Mishnah is going to explain, they had to know. Now, a big chunk of this next chapter will be about Kiddush HaChodesh and that process, so we'll get into that in some detail. So which are these months? All Nisan. So they'd leave immediately when Rosh Chodesh Nisan was proclaimed to travel Mipnei Pesach. So people know when Pesach is, so they can celebrate the holiday and get rid of their chametz first. Al Av Mipnei Atainit, they would go out on Av because of Tisha B'Av. Al Elul, and Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. So they would actually leave Rosh Chodesh Elul and let everyone know when Rosh Hashanah is going to be, because Elul pretty much always is a 29-day month, and therefore day 30 would be the first day of Rosh Hashanah and the first day of Tishrei. Al Tishrei, and they would also go out on Tishrei Mipnei Takanat HaMoedot to fix the time for Yom Kippur and Sukkot and Chag, so people know when those holidays are. Al Kislev, they would leave to inform people about Rosh Chodesh Kislev being proclaimed Mipnei Chanukah. So they have quite a long ways to travel. The 25th of Kislev, they can go pretty far and tell a lot of people. Al Adar, and Adar Mipnei Purim, Mishinichnas Adar. And when they also had the Beis HaMikdash, this process of Kiddush HaChodesh continued for some time after the Churban HaBayis. When we had the temple, Yotzin Afal Iyar Mipnei Pesach Katan. They would even go out Iyar the month after Nisan because of Pesach Katan, which we know as Pesach Sheni. One interesting note here is that the list of the first six included Av because of the Tainus, but it seems the first six were not for temple times. So it's a discussion in the Rishonim if they had some sort of commemoration, like a Yom HaZikaron equivalent for Tisha B'Av, even during the days of the Second Temple. So Tzorach Iyun is something to look into for homework. the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah adds that it's not just these four times a day that we saw in Mishnah Beit, that were judged, but every single day and even every single hour, people are being judged. So if you have a bad morning and you get up on the wrong side of the bed, it's not too late to turn the day around and start making it a great day right now. Yasher Kochachem and Zay Gesund.